Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's program, government investigates the impact of climate change on domestic crops, export crops, and meat production. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning, and thank you for waking up with us. If you live in Dehaney Park, Patrick City, Harbour View, Helcher, Angels 1 and 2, or Angels Grove, the National Solid Waste Management Authority will be in your community on the last Sunday of each month from now until August to collect your electronic waste. If you're in another section of St. Catherine, Kingston, or St. Andrew, take your e-waste to their Mason Plaza and King Street in Spanish Town, or the NSWMA head office on Halfway Tree Road, Kingston 10. Remember, Jamaica's beauty is our duty. Funded by the Strategic Approach to International Chemicals Management.
The government is investigating the impacts of climate change on domestic and export crops and meat production to strengthen the resilience of the agricultural sector. The study is being undertaken by the Climate Studies Group at the University of the West Indies Mona Campus. Minister of Land, Water, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill says the information being gathered will be instrumental in crafting policy and on-the-ground actions. He says Jamaica is particularly vulnerable to the effects of climate change and weather-related impacts such as droughts, tropical storms and hurricanes. As such, the government is actively engaged in fortifying the agricultural sector against the effects of climate change so as to ensure the country's food security.
With the realization that we need to increase our resilience to these events, this administration has sought to shore up the various sectors, including our agricultural sector.
Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill. Among the measures being undertaken are incorporating climate change considerations into agricultural policies, programs and projects, and providing the sector with severe weather summaries, specialized reports, drought information and astronomical products.
Fishermen and farmers can now receive weather reports and bulletins and certainly news of approaching bad weather or storms on their cellular phones so that they can be better prepared.
Additionally, the technical expertise of the National Meteorological Met Service is being enhanced to increase the development of climate and weather-related products for the farming community.
To this effect, new products have been developed such as the Farmer's Bulletin, Precipitation Outlook, 5-day forecasts, and index to monitor drought, and a dedicated website for agricultural interests.
Agriculture infrastructure is also being improved so that the sector can be less climate sensitive.
We have brought on stream water saving irrigation systems, better water management systems, and we have constructed on-farm water storage ponds and tanks across the island.
Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill. Minister Pickersgill says there is also ongoing research and testing in modifying the crop calendar for short-term crops so that growing times can coincide with the new wet and dry seasons, which have been altered by the onset of climate change.
Collect your mail at your convenience. Simply rent a private letterbox from Jamaica Post and access your documents night or day, 24/7. It's secure and affordable. Private letterboxes are available for rental at residential and business complexes and post offices. Get yours today. Call 1-888-526-7678 for details.
And now for our proverb of the day.
Same bird we carry news come, and the same bird take it back.
And this means, the person who brings gossip to you is the same one taking it back. That's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Join us again next time. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.